Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has begun his visit to Washington, D.C. today, where he'll attend, of course, events focused on the Irish diaspora and the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The visit will culminate with a by-now traditional bilateral meeting with the President, Joe Biden, at the White House to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and that's on Friday, of course. Paul Hosford, a political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, is among the members of the press travelling with the Taoiseach, and he joins me. Now, Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. Very often in situations like this, when the Taoiseach goes abroad, domestic matters follow. That's no different now. The Taoiseach was asked today, I believe, about the Sinn Féin motion calling on the government to delay the end of the eviction ban. How did he respond to that?
Yeah, Cormac, good afternoon. Yeah, I suppose it's like a lot of people when you go abroad, you end up talking about what's happening at home, and it's no different for the Taoiseach. He was asked about this Sinn Féin motion that's due to come to the Dáil next Tuesday night, I suppose demanding an extension of the no-fault eviction ban. The Taoiseach said, look, essentially what would happen if you did go with what the opposition wanted, you would end up basically storing up the problem. He said to me that, look, there's no acceptable amount of people that will be made homeless when this eviction ban lapses on the 31st of March. But you would only really be storing up that problem for later in the year if you were to extend it. He pointed out that this is a non-binding motion, so even if the government does lose it, it's not really bound to do anything. But he said that he's very confident of winning it, despite NASA Horrigan's indications that she will vote with Sinn Féin.
So I'm sure you were up very early this morning, Paul, listening to Morning Ireland and Micheál Martin on Morning Ireland saying the tide is turning in terms of the housing crisis, and that you were asking the Taoiseach about that today. Did he defend the Tánaiste?
Yeah, well, I suppose the Taoiseach's take on it was that the Tánaiste's remarks were more focused on house construction rather than housing as a whole. He said that we're not there yet to say that we've turned the corner on housing, but he said that if you look at where the government or where the country was when he first came into government, you were at about 5,000 homes being built every year, and now you're at 30,000. And he says, you know, if you keep ramping that up, if you include student accommodation and voids that have come back into the housing stock, you're up around 30,000. And if you can keep that momentum going, or if you can keep scaling that up, that you will turn that corner eventually. But you know, he kind of defended the Tánaiste from the idea that he said that we've turned the corner fully on housing.
Okay. He will attend an event to mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, won't he?
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning in Georgetown University. We're expecting that Hillary Clinton will give a speech after him. I suppose tomorrow is kind of the most on the move day that the Taoiseach will have. It'll include a trip to Howard University, which is just across Washington D.C. from Georgetown University. He'll go there for an event with a diaspora network for African Americans who also have Irish heritage. He said that that was something he was particularly interested in because it's not something that we talk about a whole lot. That there are a lot of people in America who are either black or biracial and have Irish heritage and are very proud of that. Then there's meetings He said that tomorrow we'll really focus on the diaspora. He'll meet the Ancient Order of the Hibernians, and then there'll be a reception in the Irish Embassy here.
So a very busy time indeed, culminating, of course, as we said, Paul, with that bilateral meeting in the White House on Friday and the traditional bowl of shamrock and so on. What do you think is on the agenda when the Taoiseach meets Joe Biden?
Yeah, so the Taoiseach kind of hinted at this today. Like, he said that, you know, he would talk about the upcoming visit, which Joe Biden confirmed the other day that he will visit Ireland in the next couple of months. We're expecting sometime in April. But he said that one of the points that he was going to make, or one of the things that he was keen to discuss with Joe Biden, was that this is now the Irish-American relationship is very much a bilateral. The term he used was a two-way street. So obviously Ireland has been a huge beneficiary of the investment of American companies over the last 20 or 30 years. But he made the point that now Ireland is the ninth largest investor in the US, which for a country of only 5 million people is very impressive. You know, he said that he'll be making points around the EU, kind of reminding Joe Biden that at EU level, Ireland is pushing for a deeper and more aligned relationship between the EU and the US. And that, I suppose, that the countries share very, very broadly similar values in terms of their approach to free trade, free enterprise and the rule of law.
Yeah, it is really astonishing how much Irish business has achieved in the US, especially and elsewhere overseas. What else is on the agenda then? Because I know there are other meetings planned or penciled in with other members of Congress.
Yeah, so I suppose Friday is the one that you look at as being kind of the big diplomacy day. That usually kicks off with a traditional breakfast between the Taoiseach and the Vice President of US, obviously Kamala Harris. Now that'll be Friday morning, then the Taoiseach will go off to the White House, will do an hour-long bilateral meeting with President Biden, and then head up to Capitol Hill to have a lunch with the Friends of Ireland caucus. That's a group of congressmen and senators chaired by Kevin McCarthy, who's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and Chuck Schumer, who's a majority leader in the U.S. Senate. They'll be, you know, I suppose that takes up about an hour of the day, and then it's back to the White House for another for the actual Shamrock handover, and that's kind of the end of the day. But then I suppose when you look at it, he will really have contact, face-to-face contact, the Taoiseach will, with essentially the top four or five politicians in the U.S. Mm-hmm. in one day, which I suppose is fairly incredible access when you think about it.
Yeah, and it's annual, which is great. You better get the tux out, Paul, and get ready for the Ireland Fund dinner tonight. But we'll leave it there for the moment. The best of luck to you, Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner in the U.S. Míle buíochas.